Before we get to Dr. Miller, Joe has an update about some vaccinations happening today.
That's right. Right after my 9 o'clock newscast, I got an email from Lucretia Renteria, the executive director of Mendocino Coast Clinics, and she said that the clinics will have COVID vaccines for people 65 plus on Friday. But she also says we also have some available slots for today. Again, that's for people 65 plus. So whether you're either you're interested in today or Friday, the number is 964-1251. 964-1251.
And with that, we welcome in Dr. William Miller from Adventist Health, Mendocino Coast, for our Mendocino Coast Health Report. Remember, we have previous episodes uploaded as podcasts on our website. You can find the link on our homepage at kozt.com. Good morning, Dr. Miller. I know we're going to talk some more about vaccinations.
Good morning. Yes, well, to follow on to that announcement, the number of vaccines that have been given so far in the county has really been very good. The county health department reported that they have now given approximately 15,580 vaccines that have come through the county health department, and that would be some of the vaccines that are going to the Mendocino Coast Clinic that you just mentioned. And then in addition to that 15,580 or so from that have come through the county, Adventist Health Corporate has provided an additional 10,800 through that have been given out through the three hospitals in the county as well as the Adventist Health Clinics. So that brings the total people that have been vaccinated up to over 26,000, which is about 40% of the adult population, which is a huge win for our county. And I think it really underscores the effectiveness of the county health department in coordinating this, as well as the effectiveness of our Adventist Health senior leadership, and the fact that these two large entities have been working very well together. So it's been really very good. Last week we were expecting to get about 720 vaccines out here on the coast through Adventist Health, and in the end we actually got over 1,000. We got an additional 320. So we had two large vaccination clinics, one on Thursday of last week for 720, and then an additional 320 on Sunday. So very good. I think that we expect to continue to get vaccines. This week marks the first week that the entire statewide vaccination efforts are being coordinated now through the health insurance Blue Shield. This has nothing to do with whether you as an individual have that health insurance, but as you may know from my Miller report of last week and or other sources of information for you, that the state of California has subcontracted with Blue Shield to administer or oversee the logistics of administration of the vaccine program. So it remains to be seen how that will impact things. It may improve the distribution, or it may slow it down for a while. We'll see. We are expecting this week to get about 400 out here on the coast through Adventist Health, and I know that the county is expecting also, I think, about that same number. So we'll see how that all plays out.
All right, doctor. And I just want to emphasize that when you do participate in this, of course, if you're eligible, that when you do participate, you're automatically given the second date for when you're to show up and to get part two of the vaccine to complete the cycle.
Correct. And so all of these, all of this coordination and the numbers of vaccines that we throw out, all is taking into account the fact that we have to reserve some of those for the second dose. And so as we increase the number of vaccines, we have to increase the number a month later for second doses, keeping in mind that the Pfizer vaccine is recommended to be given about 3 weeks later, and the Moderna booster is recommended to be given about 4 weeks later. Now, it doesn't have to be exactly on that day. It can be even a couple of weeks after that date if things don't come together to get the booster as scheduled. But you do want to try to get it within plus or minus 4 days of the recommended date.
All right. Anything else, Doctor?
I think that people are doing very well with the vaccine. We've had, minimal acute reactions. And I would also just remind people that when you do get a strong reaction, not a reaction, but when you do have a strong effect from the vaccine, such as maybe some shaking chills and feeling achy later in the day or in the evening, that's a good thing. That is not something to be worried about or say, well, gee, I want to avoid that. That means your immune system is having a good response, a good strong response to the vaccine, and therefore you are more likely to develop a good number of antibodies circulating as a result. So that's the desired effect, not something to be frightened of.
Dr. Miller, thanks very much for being with us on a Tuesday for the Mendocino Coast Health Report. Rogalski here from the Coast.